أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار والفلك التي تجري في البحر بما ينفع الناس وما أنزل الله من السماء من ماء فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها إلى آخر الآية. We were discussing this ayat in which Allah Ta'ala gives the proof of His existence, His great Qudrat and His great power. And that was when the Mushrikeen of Makkah asked that can there be only one God, one Allah. They believed in various gods, idols, and they could not understand that all this power be by one Allah. So they asked the proof that Allah is one, that He is existing, and He is in control of everything. So Allah revealed this ayat that in the creation of the heavens and the earth, there are clear signs of the existence of Allah Ta'ala. The changing of night and day, clear signs that we had discussed yesterday. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالْفُلْكِ الَّتِي تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِمَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ اور کشتیوں میں جو کہ لے کر چلتی ہے دریا میں لوگوں کے کام کی چیزیں. And for the ships that are moving on, sailing on the oceans, and for the benefit of mankind. The first ship that was made in the world was the one made by Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. And that also Allah Ta'ala said, بِأَعْيُنِنَا, under our direct supervision. Otherwise, still today, it is impossible to understand how such a big, huge ship, and with all its passengers and cargo, can sail on water. Otherwise, you take a small pebble, you throw it in water, it doesn't stay above the water. It goes down. A small piece of steel, you throw in the water, it doesn't stay on top, it doesn't float, it goes down. But Allah ordered this, and till today, all the ships that are built, the huge, huge tankers, the huge, huge ships, all the cargo ships with all their loads, all this is built on the same principle. And this is also a clear sign of the great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, and also bima yanfa'u an-nas, for the benefit of mankind. Allah has made this. So all these are clear signs of the existence of Allah, the Qudrat and the power of Allah, and that Allah wants the benefit of mankind. وَمَا أَنزَلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ مَاءٍ فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدِ مَوْتِهَا. And another very clear sign, the fourth great sign which Allah mentions in this ayat, where Allah mentions eight of His great signs and His Qudrat, is that what Allah sends down from the heavens. اور پانی میں جس کو کہ اتارا اللہ نے آسمان سے پھر چلایا اس سے زمین کو اس کے مر گئے پیچھے. And then for the water which Allah sends down from the sky, that is from the clouds. And that also is the great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Water, if we take a glass of water and we take out one drop, we drop it. It won't stay in the air. And in one cloud, the amount of tons of water that are contained, filled with water, especially now with the rainy season. We see the clouds coming and we see them laden with water. And they are suspended on air. Water cannot suspend on air. We have a glass, at the bottom is that glass that is keeping the water up. But turn it upside down where there is no glass, no, not a drop of water will remain in that glass. It will all fall down. But this water, that is so much of water, how many gallons and how many liters of water that is in the clouds, and they are floating on air. This is also a great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And other places Allah says that also is all for the benefit of mankind, all this water. And then the winds that carry this water to different places by the command of Allah, and where Allah wishes it rains. Sometimes heavy, heavy clouds come and it looks like it's going to rain and there's going to be a heavy downpour. But it's not Allah's command, and not a single drop of water falls. And then all those clouds go away. Sometimes the sun is shining bright and just suddenly the rain starts. So it is all in the Qudrat and in the power of Allah Ta'ala. And then this water, which in itself, how it is contained in clouds, is another great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And then another great Qudrat, فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah brings the earth back to life. It was winter not so long ago, a few months. The earth had become dry. The grass went black or it went grey. And there was no sign of life left in the grass also. One rainfall came and we see it all coming back to life also. And another great lesson that we learn from here, as Allah explains in other places, as Allah brings the dead ground back to life, so will Allah bring the people who are dead in their kubur, in their graves. Allah will bring them back to life on the day of Qiyamah. It's nothing at all difficult for Allah and nothing difficult to understand and to accept. And all this ba'da mawtiha, uske mar gaye piche, after it had died, and there was, it seemed that there is no life left in it. It's completely dry and it's finished, but Allah brings it back to life again. All these are very clear signs of the great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, by which a person should take lessons, understand the oneness of Allah, the existence of Allah, the oneness, Tawheed of Allah, His great Qudrat and His great favors. All these in themselves contain the great favors of Allah upon mankind, without which man cannot do at all. He is fully and totally dependent on Allah Ta'ala. And then all the benefits which Allah has given to mankind in all these great Qudrat. The greatest benefit is the benefit of Iman, that we realize and recognize Allah Ta'ala. And after that, all the other benefits also that we acquire. Non-Muslims, the main benefit they don't acquire, and that is to bring Iman on Allah Ta'ala. Then all the other benefits they take advantage of. But they don't believe in Allah Ta'ala, which was the main thing. So in this ayat, Allah has given 8 great signs of His Qudrat, by which any and every person, it can be the most hardcore atheist, it can be the worst mushrik and kafir, but if he just has to ponder, and Allah Ta'ala says, لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ. These are a clear signs for those people who have got intelligence. So Allah has made it very clear. May Allah give us tawfiq that we understand this, strengthen our iman all the time, and turn to Allah Ta'ala for all our needs, and put our full hope only in the being of Allah, and seek His help in all our matters. Wa akhiru da'wana.